Class 4, Subject Science, Topic 2, Adaptations in Plants. Hello children, I am sure many of you love plants and know that plants are the essential part of our surroundings. In this chapter, we will learn about the adaptations in plants. Plants grow all over the world, depending on the conditions of soil, temperature, and rainfall. This is what we call adaptations in plants. Plants that grow on land are called terrestrial plants. Terrestrial plants are adapted to different regions on lands, such as mountains, plains, deserts, coasts, and marshy areas. Let us look into the adaptations of plants of these regions. Plants that survive in the cold climate. Plants like the pine, fir, spruce, and cedar grow in mountainous or hilly areas. These plants are cone-shaped. They have needle-like leaves which are covered with a waxy coating, which prevents damage to the leaves from snow. Plants that survive in the plains or grow in the plains. Trees like the oak, mango, peepal, and banyan tree grow in the plains. These trees can bear the heat of summer, but in winter, they shed their leaves to protect themselves against the cold. Hence, they are called deciduous trees. Plants that grow in the desert areas. Plants like the cactus, prickly pear, and date palms, which need very little water to survive, grow in the desert areas. These plants are also called xerophytes. Plants of hot and damp climate. Plants like the coconut, teak, sugarcane, and rubber trees grow in hot and damp climate. These plants have a lot of leaves, but they do not shed them. Lastly, the plants that grow in the marshy areas. Plants that grow in marshy or swampy areas are called mangroves. As the soil in swampy areas is filled with water, the roots of mangroves do not get air to breathe. So they have developed breathing roots which grow above the soil to breathe. Plants that grow in water are called aquatic plants. Aquatic plants are of three types: floating plants, fixed plants, and underwater plants. Water hyacinth and the duckweed are examples of floating plants. These light, spongy plants float freely on the surface of the water. Their stems are reduced and roots are poorly developed. Some plants like water lily and lotus are fixed plants. They have a long, hollow and flexible stem to reach the surface of the water and withstand water currents. Pondweed and tape grass are examples of underwater plants. They have thin, narrow leaves with no pores. They breathe through their body surface. Plants such as mushrooms and moles are non-green plants. They live on other plants, so they are called parasites. Did you know, children? Venus flytrap and the pitcher plant are called insectivorous plants, as they eat insects for food. Next, we come to the cereal grains, which belong to the grass family of the plant kingdom. Grass is also used as food for animals like cows, sheep, and horses. Here concludes the science lesson. Thank you, children.